Welcome, everybody. It is May 1st, 2023. Happy May. Of course, I'm Benjamin Bernstein. This is Awakening Plus, and this is our free public New Earth Support Team event. Thanks so much for being here, whether you're a member or not. And in fact, let me just take a moment. We got, 39 people in the live room. So let me just quickly thank all everyone who's here. Thank you, Angela, Brian, another Brian. AB just popped in. Welcome Carrie Lynn and Cass and Jim and Deanna, Diane, Eric, Eva, Fran, Indigo, James, Jan, Janet, Jeannie Lee, Kathy Lynch, Ken, Laura, Lauren, Linda, Lisa, Lucien, Marie, Michelle, Mystical Marcy, Nanda, Nicole, Patricia, Paula, Sam, Stephanie, Tina, Valerie, and some phone callers too. So welcome one and all. Thanks for being here so much. So a lot of new folks are here tonight. So we'll let you know how this works. So this is an event where we're going to start after this little intro with me calling the directions at the mesa I'm sitting at. A mesa is just an altar on the floor. Then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies. And these are beautiful divine beings of high vibration and benevolent intent only. That's the only kind I call. Once we're here, we're going to set a sacred container. So we're working in safe, sacred space. Then I'm going to lead y'all in embodied awakening. I have a little invocation for that and give you a chance to move into that state real quickly and easily. And then once we're all buttoned up that way, then we'll do our service. The allies will then make use of us in a way that serves the highest good of all, including us. So it'll be a beautiful opportunity to just relax and let divine energy move through you for the benefit of all those on earth, including you. And the whole thing takes about an hour. So that's how we roll. The request I make always is to please give us your undivided attention. That's really important, not just for your benefit, but you're actually affecting everybody else on the call. So even if you're on the recording, you're linked with us. So for the good of the whole process, we do ask that you act just like you're right here in the room with me, if at all possible. Just give us your undivided attention. If you truly can't, then it's actually better to depart the call because otherwise the energy could get compromised. I'm not asking you to be 100%, you know, lock focused the whole time, but just be having this the only thing you're doing. If you think you can do it, but partway through a big distraction comes up and you just can't, then just ask the allies to ease you out and jump off the call, and that'll be fine. So I know that seems like an unreasonable request in this day and age, but we've learned through the years of experience that it really supports the energetic integrity of the work if you're fully present for the next hour or so with us. So, so now, assuming that's the case, I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes. And just feel your whole body at once. Just kind of get a read on how you're feeling right now. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a little bit under the weather. My voice is a little bit scratchy. So I apologize for that, but I'll soldier through and do the best I can for you. Now add awareness of your energy body. If you feel that subtle energy in or around you or both, just notice what that feels like. And now feel all of it together, your physical body and your energetic body. Good. So that's your baseline. And as we near the end, we might check in and see how things might feel different. Okay, so now your invitation is to relax and become really passive while I kind of do the setup. Again, the request is for you to remain fully passive, and if you feel energy moving, just feel that as your focus. If you do not feel energy moving, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, during this initial setup, it's best to be completely passive. Let the allies do this for us, okay? Okay, here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia, We're a cold chime in tea. I am that I am. To set myself up by calling my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fifth density awareness, and maximum fourth density or higher awareness, service to other variety. There we go. Okay. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She sends her love to you all. We call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. By the way, my yawns are not from fatigue. It's one way that energy releases through my body. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our energetic elemental allies. We call Rio French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Ida. We call Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a good container. So just notice how you feel. See if you feel any different than when I had you check in a moment ago. Alrighty, so now it's time to invite in embodied awakening. You can think of your body like a car. Your ego, instead of driving, is going to move to the passenger seat, and your higher self is going to drive at your invitation. However, your ego is still the boss, and if for any reason you don't like the way your higher self is driving, any second you can just pop right back in. Your ego is back in the driver's seat. Your higher self will step right out with no fuss, and everything will be back like it was. So there's no risk. You can try this on, see if you like it. And there's actually all kinds of reasons to like it, because when you're in embodied awakening, you'll experience more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out mentally so much, your intuition will work better. You'll just know what to do. And there's this full body euphoria too. Good stuff. So also there's no danger of overwhelm. In all the years I've been teaching these invocations, I've never heard a single report of it, and I don't think your higher self will allow it. So you can open fully to the complete experience. All right, so if you're willing to try this on, repeat after me to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can. If not, you can just think it. So we're starting now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Oh yeah. We got some good juice coming in based on what I'm feeling. I tend to feel in myself what's happening for most folks. So here's the trick. Your higher self is coming to you because you asked for it. It's like you're a sponge and it's water just soaking right in. So you want to stay as passive as you can. Here's things not to do for the best outcome. Please do not use any effort or willpower. Please don't try to make anything happen. Please don't stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Let it come to you. Relax. If you feel energy moving in your body, just feel that. That's your focus. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. Just let the breath do what it wants. Shallow or deep, slow or fast, does not matter. Just let it do its thing. And group energy is getting really nice. Furthermore, what if you notice you got distracted? In that case, simply return your attention gently to feeling energy or breath. And if that distraction is still there in the background, fine, let it be there. Please don't fight it or try to change it. That would only strengthen it. Just let it do its thing in the background like an uninvited guest. But you focus on feeling that energy or that breath. The final nuance, if you choose, is to discover how little effort it takes even to feel energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. So let's try that. For a moment, please drop to zero effort. Honestly, truly, just let it go. Go to nothing. Whatever happens is fine. Just exist for a moment. Yeah, a lot of you are going into embodied awakening by doing that. It often works. So now, staying at zero, just kind of notice, am I feeling energy or breath without even trying? If that's happening, then zero is enough. Hang out there. If you've completely lost awareness of energy or breath at zero effort, then add back just barely enough effort to feel it again. But you're really, the idea here is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. And if that's no effort at all, that's the jackpot. If it takes a little bit of effort, that's fine too. Just don't use any more than you really need. Extra effort blocks the flow, at least the way we do things. So to settle into that perfect least amount of effort needed, whether that's none or just a little bit, and just feel how it feels. Based on my empathic awareness, many of us are in embodied awakening already, so I should tell you how to know if that's happened. If you can say yes to all the following, you're there. So if there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, and if it's peaceful, all with no effort, you're in embodied awakening. So again, check that off again. Is all this true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, effortless and peaceful. Then you're good. Just hang out there. Enjoy it. If you're not quite there, that's okay. Just keep using that bare minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. And not everyone gets into embodied awakening all the way every time. That's okay. Even if you get a little bit that direction, we'll take it. Just whatever shows up is fine. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who needs to deepen a little more into it. And then we'll get on with our process with our beautiful divine allies to help out the earth. Yeah, they're ready. Okay, so whether you got fully into embodied awakening or not, doesn't matter. Just we'll take you as you are. A reminder once again to please give us your undivided attention as we do this. If you get seriously distracted, go ahead and jump off the call or pause the recording if you're listening to it afterward. That'll help us keep a nice, juicy field here. Alrighty. Beautiful divine allies, we come to serve the great global awakening. Please make use of us to accomplish that. Thank you. All right, so they're starting the energy moving. Now I'm going to talk to you humans again. So things that might happen for you in this event, you may move to higher states of blissful awakening. You might feel challenging energy moving through you. This might be your stuff for healing. It might be stuff from the collective being healed through you. The allies will only do as much as you have capacity for. As I said earlier, nobody gets overwhelmed on this event. So you can relax into whatever's happening. And whatever's happening, please don't try to do anything about it. Your job is to remain completely passive, because these beautiful divine allies can take care of whatever's happening about a gazillion times better than your ego can. They are the absolute experts at this. Even the best of our egos is just a hopeless wannabe compared to what these beautiful divine beings can do effortlessly. So whether you're feeling challenge or bliss or something in between or both, I invite you to relax into whatever your experience is in this moment. I even invite you to have no preference about whether your momentary experience is more challenging or more blissful. You can rest assured you are serving the collective either way. And if you do have some challenge, as you'll see by the end, you'll get a lovely reward for having been willing to let that process through you. If you stay passive, the allies will make sure you're clean as a whistle by the time we're done. There will be no residue. Just please relax. Let the allies take care of business. You are acting as a surrogate for the collective, whatever you experience. If you're processing some heavy energy through, you're helping others who can't yet do it for themselves get cleaned up. If you're being taken into bliss or ecstasy, then you're opening the door for that experience to many other beings. So each one of us is a surrogate for the many here. So relax and just stay passive and just let it roll. This is the opposite of most guided processes. You're not going to make anything happen here tonight. You're just going to let things roll through the way they want to. As you heard, we set up a beautiful, safe, sacred container. Only beings of light are working in this space, and they're watching you very carefully to make sure you only get the experience that you can handle and that serves your highest good, so that you can therefore help serve the highest good of the collective consciousness on Earth. So relax and take the ride. So now you understand what we're doing. From here, I just do what the allies suggest. Sometimes they have me do music, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they have me talk a lot, sometimes I'm silent for long periods. So if there's long silences, don't sweat it. I'm still here with you holding space. Don't get attached to whether I sing or not. Just relax and let's go with the flow. In terms of your physical position, just be comfortable. As long as you're comfortable and alert, that's great. If you're processing heavy stuff, it's often good to set up for that, but it's not mandatory. One more thing. If you do feel heavy energy moving through you, your body may spontaneously want to do any or all of the following. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry or make sounds. Your body may want to move around. You might want to jump up and down or flail your arms or release energy, all kinds of interesting ways. Again, don't do any of this from your ego because you think it would be a good idea. But if it wants to happen through you and it's okay in your environment to do that, then I encourage that. There's absolutely nothing here that says you have to be still or silent. Nobody can hear you. Everyone is muted. Unless you put your camera on, no one can see you. So just let your body do what it wants to do to move this stuff through. So my experience right now, my body is shaking a little bit, and I feel a fair amount of heavy energy moving through. So it looks like the allies are moving some heavy stuff through for the planet. Sometimes when heavy stuff comes through, you'll feel it, and there may also be thoughts and images here and there, kind of hanging around in the field. And that's fine. We're going to allow those. We don't fight anything when we do these processes. However, you can choose where you put your attention. And you can choose to let thoughts and images remain in the background while you choose to hold attention on feeling. Throughout this process, I encourage you to put your attention on the feeling of energy in your body if you have that awareness. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go. We've learned for over the years we've done this that attention to feeling tends to give the best result. Of course, you have free will and you can do what you want, but I strongly recommend attention to feeling during this process. And just to be super clear, we allow thoughts, we allow emotions, we allow images, it's all fine. And emotions are part of the feelings that we attend to. So just be attending to what you feel as much as you can and just allow everything else to just kind of be in the background because that's not what you're paying attention to. Yeah, definitely, we're collectively moving a lot of heavy energy. And you may rest assured with 47 people on this live call, you are not the only one it's coming through. The allies are distributing this heavy energy out according to people's capacity to move it. Those of you who have a little deeper awareness will notice that it isn't just us Awakening Plus folks here. We are partnering up with a vast number of light workers all around planet Earth, all of whom are doing very similar work. So we are just a subset of a vast number of beautiful light workers who are doing kind of the same thing. Go team. There are lots of little groups like ours helping out the cause. Just felt a vibrational shift a moment ago. Now it's like the body's just vibrating in place in my body. Yeah. So my sense is that it's kind of just loosening things up. So if you're having a similar experience, just rest with that. It may be at times that you're having an experience completely different than what I'm describing, in which case, do not use effort to match my description. Just go with your experience. There are many customized experiences on our events, so just be with what's happening for you. Do not use effort to change it, even if it doesn't match what I'm describing. Go with your flow. I sense that we're helping clear some of that dark energy around the war in Ukraine, as well as other conflicts. I just had the experience of noticing that my body is now feeling more like energy than solid matter. And that can only be because that's true for many of you all as well. So you might just notice, does my physical body feel more like energy or more like flesh at the moment? And if it feels more like energy, that's just because you're awakening a little more deeply. When you get to a certain level of awakening, physical stuff just feels like energy. And then just return your attention to feeling energy. I'm feeling a little confusion from some folks. Why aren't we visualizing? Why aren't we sending energy? I know there's groups that work that way, but again, our guidance is to let the allies do that instead. We humans just act as conduits. There is certain work that can only be done optimally through live human bodies, which we're providing. And it's actually our passivity and our willingness to allow the allies to take care of everything and initiate all action that gives the best outcome in the style of work that we do. So even if you're new to this kind of idea, just give it a shot and see what your experience is. So now I'm feeling a subtle pulsing. Feels like they're pulsing light waves through us. Yeah. It's like we're just the conduits for the light waves. The pulsing waves are going down to Earth to shake up stuff down there. Loosen up certain dense, heavy energies. And there are hidden spots all over the planet. Ooh, nice shift right there. If you're sensitive, you might have felt that nice little energetic shift right there. It's a little more blissful than before. Subtle states like this are notoriously hard to verbalize, but I do the best I can. Now I'm feeling heavy energy draining out my hands and feet, so some of us are being called to process heavy energy right now. Just relax and allow that. As I mentioned before, try to have no preference in any moment, whether it's more blissful or more challenging. Both kinds of work are needed in this kind of work. And as I said, you will be well rewarded for your willingness to let heavy energy process through you. And nothing will stick afterward. There's some higher frequencies coming in. What the heavy energy work does is clears away blockages to the light. So if you're willing to let the heavy energy be flushed up and cleared, it's followed by another round of higher, more blissful energy. And that's the sequence. Stir it up, flush away. It opens you to a deeper level of awakening or divine luminosity. And that little bit of challenge is followed by deeper bliss. And it just keeps running back and forth that way. For most people, the fastest road to awakening is good shadow work. Facing and clearing the heavy stuff, which opens you to more of the light. Because it's the dark stuff that was blocking it in the first place. And there's another nice frequency coming in. Feeling that especially heart chakra up. Again, don't worry if your experience isn't totally matching my descriptions. I tend to feel what most people are feeling on the call. So if that's not you, don't worry about it. Just, as I said, go with whatever your experience is. Yeah, the energy is getting subtler and finer still. Now I'm becoming conscious of our group blending. Some of us are aware of being blended as a single being of consciousness at a higher level. You might call it bliss puree. In that field, there's no individuality at all. It's just one blended group field. Feels really nice. So enjoy that if you're aware of it. If you're not aware of it, no problem. When you get to a certain openness, then you'll be able to experience that as well. Took me many years before I could feel anything like that. As a reminder again, let your body do whatever it wants to do to release heavy energy. Whether that's motion or sound or crying or whatever wants to happen, it's all cool. If that wants to arise spontaneously. The allies are sending down a little thank you to us. They're saying we're doing good work. They're really pleased with how well we're all relaxing and letting them work through us. New frequency, just enjoy that. If you feel how you feel now compared to when we started, there might be a really big difference. If you're not accustomed to experience yourself as a being of light, just relax into it the best you can. The allies will never overwhelm any of us. They won't give you more awakening than you're ready for, or more heavy energy than you're ready for. But they'll try to push the envelope just a little bit, see if they can take you deeper than you've been. Because the more awakened you are, the more effectively you can serve. You know, the sense of peace and bliss is deepening for me. It's feeling really wonderful. And big thanks to each and every one of you, whether you're live or on the recording, you're holding a really amazing space. This is a team effort. Every one of us affects the field. Please continue just relaxing, remaining completely passive, and allowing our beautiful divine allies to make use of us in a way that serves the highest good of those on earth and our highest good as well. There are no martyrs here. Everybody wins. And a new awakening level just opened. I wish I could verbalize it, but it's all I can say is it's even sweeter. These days, I wonder if there even is a final awakening. Or if no matter how awake you are, there's an even sweeter level just waiting to open up beyond the one you know about. If the universe is fractal and there's always another layer beyond the one you're at, how could there ever be a final awakening? How could you ever get to the bottom of infinity? Sweeter yet. If you haven't already completely relaxed to zero effort, the allies say they are inviting you to do that now. So if you've been using like a little bit of effort, just try using none. Just give the allies a chance to hold you completely as you drop to absolute zero effort. You try it and you feel like you really have to use a little bit anyway, that's fine, but give zero a chance and see if they don't just hold you there. And I can feel the deepening of bliss in the field as more of us just totally relax and go with it. As we trust these beautiful allies to hold us. And I can feel a bit of sorrow coming up in the field to be released. It's being spread around appropriately. So if you feel kind of a sadness or a sorrow, just let that pass through you to be cleared. Don't do anything about it. Just be willing to feel it as it passes through. Going deeper still. There is some really profound bliss available in the field. Just relax completely and allow your fair share to come to you. And know that whatever amount you're getting is absolutely perfect for now. As always, the allies only give each of us the amount we can hold in consciousness right now. Just take a moment to notice, are you only feeling your own beingness, or do you have any awareness of that blended field that we're all part of? And if you feel the blended field of these folks who are on this particular call with us or on the recording, do you already have awareness beyond that to all these other beautiful light workers around the earth helping out with the great global awakening? And there's so many, I couldn't even hope to count them. Okay, the LSA, it's time to spread the wealth even more. So allies, we're so grateful that we've been able to show up and serve to help out the great global awakening here on Earth. We now ask that this good medicine be spread beyond Earth to any place in the universe where it will be useful. And they're radiating it out. Because there's nothing we humans have to do. We're just conduits as usual. But since this beautiful energy comes from an infinite source, as they spread this good medicine out to other parts of the universe, not only do we not lose any of it for the earth, but we actually gain some. Because as you give, you receive. And when you're willing to spread highest good energy around, then more comes back for you and that which you serve. Sometimes when energy is radiating out, you naturally kind of ride the wave a little bit, and you may discover your own consciousness expanding. So some of us are conscious beyond Earth. So however big a space you're holding, whether that's just your body or us Awakening Plus folks or the earth itself or a little ways beyond that, the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, whatever you're aware of, just be aware of it. Don't try, just be aware of what's already happening. You are the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness anyway. And if you're not aware of all that yet consciously, well, that's room for growth. Room for awakening. Nice shift right there. Thank you, allies. So I think the energy is at maximum expansion, so just rest in whatever you're feeling right now. And know that whatever your experience is right now is absolutely perfect. Each of us according to our current capacity. No better, no worse. Just each person having their perfect experience in this moment. And now there is a slow, gentle refocusing into your own physical body. As usual, at the end of our energetic events, whatever higher frequencies have been experienced are brought in and integrated into the body to give you a new baseline of consciousness as you move forward in your daily life. So you may notice your whole body is feeling maybe a little tingly, feels different. If you're more specifically conscious, you may feel things happening in your brain or other parts of your body. This is all upgrade stuff. Just allow it. I mentioned earlier, wait for you're willing to let the heavy stuff through. There's a big reward at the end. Well, here it is. The upgrade at the end as we return to physical awareness with these beautiful higher frequencies integrated in. Again, each person just getting exactly as much as they're ready for. They'll stretch you a little bit. They're not going to overwhelm you. It's not going to be too much ever. And the more passive you are, the more you simply allow, that allows a little bit more than if you're trying to control the process in any way. So I invite your ego to remain passive and just allow the process to run its course. Yeah, feels like we're settling back into our bodies, but boy, they don't feel. If you can remember back to when we started, when I had you first get the baseline of your body and your energy field, if you have any memory of that, compare that to now. For me, it's like night and day. I am just so luminous. My body's so huge energetically. What I'm feeling now just doesn't even resemble the feeling I had when we started. Much more luminous, much more awakened, much more conscious. So it feels like we're mostly settled into our bodies. We'll leave a moment longer for any additional integration time that anyone needs. As always, don't use effort, just let them do it for you. They're so good at this. Better than your ego could ever be. Let the experts handle it. Nice. Thank you, allies. That was awesome. Okay, one last time, just feel yourself. And we will close. And then after we close, we'll allow a few minutes for questions and feedback and such. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Thank you, beautiful allies, for this wonderful experience. Thank you for making good use of us for the service of the Great Global Awakening, and thanks for helping us out too, allies. So grateful. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? That formally closes the container. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, please check out our information site, awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. Learn about all the cool stuff we do. We do two public events every month, but we do like at least nine other events just for members, and there's a massive variety of stuff. You can learn about it on that page, as long as all the other cool stuff you get as an Awakening Plus member. You can even try it for like $1 for 30 days, full membership, see if you like it. So that's my invitation if you enjoyed this experience. This was just the tip of the iceberg of what we do. All right, so let's open it up for feedback. I'm going to allow unmuting. So anyone on the live call can now simply unmute themselves. If you're on the Zoom app, just click the little mic icon. If you're on the phone, star six will do it. If you prefer to type in the chat, that's fine. I see that Indigo has typed, "Thank you for this amazing bliss circle. The container was very powerful and I was blessed with wonderful energy." Wow, that's great, Indigo. Sherry says thank you with lots of smiley faces and a thumbs up. Linda says thank you, so blissful. I need to go, but was amazing. Thanks, Linda. Patricia says fabulous, awesome energy. Thanks, everyone. Nicole says, Why do I sometimes sort of go off to sleep in the middle of the session? I'll answer that after we deal with Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Michelle, are you there? Sounds like she was knocking stuff over. She's back. Hello?
I'm back.
Everything okay?
Yes, that was terrific. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the stars today, so thank you.
Nice. From the garden to the stars. I love it. Thanks for being here, Michelle. So Nicole asked, why do I sometimes go to sleep? That I get that question a lot during Awakening Plus events sometimes. It's part of it might be I'm just tired. I need to rest. Other times there's something happening that's a little bit more intense than your ego can handle. So you get what I call spiritual anesthesia, especially if there's like a healing event happening that would just be too much, and they'll knock you out briefly so they can take care of business. And then once they've done the thing that would have been too much for you consciously, they wake you back up. So that happens a lot too. Michelle, was there something else you wanted to say? Oh, I guess not. So I see Sam has his hand raised. Sam, just unmute yourself and talk. Hi.
Hello, thank you for having us. It was just pure chance that I saw that this event was happening today on my email, and I was like, oh, I gotta jump into this. And my kitty Oliver insisted on joining us as well, and he's
Good.
making his vibrations, and I
Good.
just kind of let it happen. He was just like, well, I'm just gonna climb into your lap, and he's very happy to be here too and helping however he may.
Well, the kitty liked the vibration. We must be doing something right.
Yes.
Thank
you.
you, Sam. Cass said, thanks for sharing. Brian says, just extremely grateful to be part of this divine union. Eternal blessings, everyone. Diane says, I felt jumpy, but that's about all. I'm new. That's okay. You were probably feeling some of that heavy energy moving through. Alicia says, so appreciative. Thank you. Very helpful and felt it. Valerie says, same question. I zone out so much that I don't remember some of the session, feeling so calm and centered. Well, there you go. That's a good outcome. Yeah. Sometimes we go to pretty high frequencies, and if you can't handle it, you might just pass out a little bit. That's fine. Just keep coming, keep passing out and waking up. And after you come for a while, you won't pass out so much. It happened a lot to me in my early years of my spiritual work too. Angela says, lots of sensations going on. Yeah. Definitely. The allies are there. I mean, we dismiss them and they keep on working. I can feel them putting some new frequencies in right now. So they love to give us bonus time at the end. They're very generous. So that's everything that's been typed in the chat so far. If anyone else would like to type something or unmute and then share verbally, you're sure welcome to do that. Again, if you're on the phone, that's star six to mute and unmute. New frequency coming in. All right, it's slowed down a little bit. If we don't get someone jumping in the next few seconds, we'll go ahead and wrap up the call. So if you have something you'd like to ask or say, please do jump in now.
Ask, is it normal to like experience like it feeling like really cold in the room at certain points?
Heat and cold fluctuations are very common with this kind of energetic work.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thanks.
Yeah, good question. Eva put a big old heart in the chat. Thank you, Eva. Anybody else?
Am I there? Am I
Alicia, you're
here?
there. Hi.
After that, I don't know where I was. I did want to talk about the cold. When I started this, I tried not to come in here bereft. Said goodbye to an angel this week, and I felt like she was there. Do you have any information on glitter and along with the cold? Do you see glitter? This is so, I know you're going to think I'm insane, but that's okay. I don't mind.
You mean like in your third eye, in your inner world glitter?
Glitter, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just energy moving around.
Do you think glitter are the other side, the people, the allies? Is that them?
Does it feel good when it shows up?
Yes, it's extreme love.
Yeah, I would say that's positive allies then. I mean, the inner world can look like anything. And glitter, if that has a positive association for you, they're showing up in that way to be nice and accessible to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Alicia. So glad you're here.
Hey, this is Indy.
Indy, hi.
Hey, everything was really great, and I ended up seeing like a tunnel of light. I was cold when I started the meditation, then I got warmth. I don't know if maybe that cold maybe got moved through the group a little bit, and then I felt a great warming energy, and I started to see lights pretty early on in the meditation. So thank you so much for this wonderful prayer and experience.
I'm glad to provide the container, but I can't take any credit. It's the allies that do it. and yeah, also... Well, it's a team effort, like I said. So you have such a beautiful you have such a beautiful vibration, Indigo. Thank you. It's always lovely when you can show up. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Last call for feedback or questions. It's all welcome. All righty. Well, again, I apologize that my voice isn't at 100%. Maybe that's why they didn't have me sing. My daughter isn't such a pleasant with a voice like this singing. So I guess we didn't need musical energy to get the energy moving tonight. Thanks once again, everybody. In terms of recording, that is a members only thing. So if you want to get the archive of this one, as well as over 550 other events that we've done, all categorized and laid out so you can find them quick and easy, just check out the membership if you're not there already. Okay. Big thanks to all of you guys. Thanks for, one reason we have so many events is I love them. I get a big, wonderful experience every time we do something. So thanks for giving me a good time too. All right, everyone. Thanks once again for being here. Again, if you're not a member, check out awakeningplus.com, see what you think. And we'd love to have you join us if that feels right. Big blessings, everybody. Thank you again, allies, and good night, everybody.